I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. In Mexico, police are investigating yesterday's shooting death of a journalist. A masked gunman shot and killed Francisco Ortiz Franco on a Tijuana street after he had buckled his two children into the car. Ortiz Franco was a founding editor of an investigative newsweekly known for exposing drug trafficking and corruption. He is the second founder of the magazine Zeta to be assassinated, and in 1997, the owner narrowly escaped death after being shot multiple times. Joining us now is Sandra Dibble, who writes for the San Diego Union-Tribune. She's based in Tijuana. And Sandra, what have you heard about Mr. Ortiz Franco's assassination?
Well, it was about 11:40 a.m. He was had just been to a physical therapy appointment. He'd had sort of a problem with paralysis on the left side of his face, and he had just finished when, as you said, a car pulled up right alongside his car, which had been parked, and a masked assailant got out and shot him four times while his children were in the car.
And why would he be a target?
You know, it's not clear. Even Zeta, if you look on its website, the weekly newspaper that he worked for, said, you know, we cannot say why he was killed. Though the fact that he is the third person to be attacked in this manner in about 16 years makes people think that it had something to do with his writing for Zeta. He was a very low-key man, and he wasn't writing these passionate editorials that the editor, Jesus Blanco Ornelas, wrote. But he was associated with this Newsweekly, and it could well be because of that, and that's what most people are thinking, that that's why he was shot to death.
And that the perpetrators or the people behind this could be associated with the drug cartels?
Could be. We had some key drug arrests down in Tijuana earlier this month. It could be linked to that. Everybody's been sort of on pins and needles, wondering what would be happening next, but nobody really thought a journalist would be targeted.
So what is the feeling now among journalists who try to expose corruption and try to write truthfully about what's happening in the drug trade?
I think it's frightening. I mean, I think it's really frightening for anybody who's writing about drug trafficking, especially for Mexican journalists who usually are up front on this. They're the front lines. I think a lot of U.S. journalists follow behind them, but the people who are pushing the envelope here are the Mexican journalists who live here day to day and who have their families there, as we've seen with Mr. Ortiz. I think it's very frightening.
And describe for us what's going on in Tijuana. It sounds like the drug cartels are running around unchecked by the police or by the government. What's the scene there in terms of drugs?
I don't think that's quite fair to say, because there were these two sort of fairly dramatic arrests earlier this month of two sort of very top lieutenants of the Arellano Felix drug cartel. And I think there was a lot of cooperation on both sides of the border. But there's sort of an imbalance right now in the cartels, and that could lead to violence, and that's what people are afraid of. The Arellanos, who have been very powerful for years, are losing ground, and there's other cartels that are trying to come in. And when that happens, there's always this fear of violence.
Sandra Dibble reports on the U.S.-Mexican border for the San Diego Union-Tribune, and she spoke to us about the murder of Francisco Ortiz Franco, a journalist who was gunned down in Tijuana yesterday. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.